Good morning. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with World News. The headlines. United States carries out massive bombing on Kharag in Iran, claims total obliteration of every military site on the island. India announces extension of regular visas and e-visas, wave off overstay penalty to foreigners stuck in India due to ongoing developments in West Asia. Nepal terminates on-arrival visa facility for Iranian nationals. Russia protests the use of Storm Shadow and Scalp cruise missiles by Ukraine on the city of Bryansk that killed and injured several civilians. And in women's hockey, India stormed into finals of FIH World Cup qualifiers 2026, beating Italy 1-0 in Hyderabad. And now the news in detail. U.S. President Donald Trump has said that Iran had ambitions to dominate the entire West Asian region and destroy Israel, but claimed that those plans are now dead. In a Truth Social post, he said, just like Iran itself, those plans are now dead. Earlier, Trump said, U.S. Central Command carried out a massive bombing raid on military targets on Kharag Island in Iran, claiming the operation totally obliterated every military site on the island. He said the strike was carried out on his orders and asserted that it was one of the most powerful bombing raids in the region's history. He added that the United States deliberately avoided striking oil infrastructure on the island, a report.
Kharg Island is considered as Iran's economic lifeline, serving as a terminal for nearly 90% of country's total crude oil exports. Because the Iranian government relies heavily on oil revenue, much of it is sold in Asian markets, particularly China. Any disruption to this island threatens the country's financial stability and its ability to sustain military operations. The island also holds strategic military importance because of its proximity towards the Strait of Hormuz. United States argued that Iran used facilities on this island to coordinate drone and missile attacks against international ships shipping in the Gulf. Iran's response has been immediate and multifaceted. Through its central headquarters, the Iranian military warned that any further attacks on its energy infrastructure would lead to retaliation against oil and energy installations across the region belonging to companies cooperating with the United States. This is Vinod Kumar for World News from Dubai.
The United States has confirmed that all six crew members aboard the US KC-135 refueling aircraft were killed in the crash in western Iraq on Thursday. According to a statement released by the U.S. Central Command, the aircraft was lost while flying over friendly airspace on Thursday during Operation Epic Fury. It said that the circumstances of the incident are under investigation. However, the loss of the aircraft was not due to hostile fire or friendly fire. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth held a news briefing at the Pentagon, where he commented on the four U.S. service members who died after a refueling aircraft crashed in western Iraq.
As we saw yesterday with the tragic crash of our KC-135 tanker, bad things can happen. American heroes, all of them. And we will greet those heroes, and their sacrifice will only recommit us to the resolve of this mission.
India has highlighted to Iran the importance of unhindered transit of energy and goods amid the current situation in West Asia. During the interministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to Iranian President Dr. Masoud Pezeshkian on Thursday and stressed on New Delhi's priority regarding the safety and well-being of Indian nationals in the region, including in Iran.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi emphasized that New Delhi prioritizes the safety and well-being of Indian nationals in the region, including in Iran. He also highlighted concerns over energy transit and security, reiterating India's consistent position that all issues should be resolved through dialogue and diplomacy.
Overall, port operations across India remain stable. A standard operating procedure has been issued for all major ports and state maritime boards to proactively facilitate shipping lines and exporters through stakeholder coordination and time-bound grievance redressal. The Consulate General of India in Dubai has announced extension of regular Indian visas and e-visas and waived off overstay penalty to foreigners stuck in India due to the ongoing developments in West Asia. In a social media post, the Consulate General said that all types of visas and e-visas expiring or due for expiry soon would be extended for a month on gratis basis for affected nationals on case-to-case basis. It said penalty for any overstay by affected foreign nationals after 28th of February would be waived off. The Consulate General said exit permits would be provided on gratis basis to the affected foreign nationals, and non-application of exit permit and extension of visas by affected foreign nationals would not be treated as violation of migration legislation. It added temporary landing permit would be granted to a foreign national arriving in India due to diversion of flights on gratis basis. This is Akashvani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Welcome back. Nepal will no longer issue on-arrival visas to Iranian nationals, the Immigration Department has said. It issued a notice saying that Iranian nationals, except those with a government and diplomatic passport, shall enter the Himalayan nation only after acquiring a visa from a Nepalese embassy abroad. With this, the number of countries not eligible for an on-arrival visa to Nepal has reached 13. World Uyghur Congress, or WUC, has criticized the newly enacted Chinese law aimed at promoting ethnic unity. The WUC warned that the legislation could deepen repression against ethnic minorities, including Uyghurs, Tibetans, and Southern Mongolians. The law on promoting ethnic unity and progress was approved during the Chinese Communist Party's annual parliamentary session. In a press statement, the WUC said that the law formally embeds long-standing assimilation policies into China's national legal framework, providing authorities with stronger tools to regulate and control minority communities. By linking the concept of ethnic unity to national security and anti-separatism policies, the legislation grants officials broad powers to penalize individuals accused of threatening social harmony. Russia's foreign minister said it had summoned the British and French envoys to protest the use of Storm Shadow or Scalp cruise missiles in the Ukrainian attack on the western city of Bryansk that killed and injured several civilians. The ministry yesterday said the British ambassador to Moscow, Nigel Casey, and the French ambassador to Moscow, Nicolas de Riviere, were summoned. It said they were presented with a strong protest regarding the 10th of March attack on Bryansk by the Ukrainian armed forces using cruise missile produced by the joint French-British concern MBDA. In women's hockey, India stormed into the final of FIH Hockey World Cup qualifiers 2026, beating Italy 1-0 at the GMC Balyogi Hockey Ground in Hyderabad, Telangana. India's Manisha Chauhan scored the winning goal at the 40th minute. Salima Tete-led India will now face England in the final match at 7:30 this evening. A report.
India started the match strong with a couple of strong circle entries. However, Italy eventually started attacking aggressively. In the 18th minute, India won the first penalty corner of the evening, but Navneet Kaur's shot on goal was stopped well by Italian goalkeeper Lucia Ines Caruso. In the early minutes of the second half, Italy launched a strong attack on goal as Emilia Munitis was through on goal, but India's goalkeeper Bichu Devi Kharibam came out and made a crucial save. In the 40th minute, India were awarded yet another penalty corner, and this time they successfully converted it to break the deadlock. Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
History has been scripted for India on the 64 squares as Assam got its first ever chess grandmaster. International master Mayank Chakrabarty has achieved the final norm in Sweden to be the 94th grandmaster of India. 16-year-old international master Mayank has officially secured his final grandmaster norm at the 8th GM tournament in Hotel Stockholm, North Sweden, yesterday. Mayank dominated with a stellar performance, finishing first with 7 points out of 9. With this achievement, Mayank became the first ever grandmaster from Assam and the Northeast region. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. US carries out massive bombing on Kharag in Iran, claims total obliteration of every military site on the island. India announces extension of regular visas and e-visas, wave of overstay penalty to foreigners stuck in India due to ongoing developments in Asia. Nepal terminates on-arrival visa facility for Iranian nationals. Russia protests the use of Storm Shadow and Scalp cruise missiles by Ukraine on the city of Bryansk that killed and injured several civilians. And in women's hockey, India storm into finals of FIH World Cup qualifiers 2026, beating Italy 1-0 in Hyderabad. That's all in World News. Stay tuned to Akashvani.